Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, November 14th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, Kyle Wernke does not teach at a big-time music school, but his compositions are getting attention.
I'm really proud that these conductors and these competitions have looked at the music for what it is, as opposed to who I am and what I've done or where I come from.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan Aull with a really cool story today. He tells us about a music teacher at Missouri University of Science and Technology whose work is being heard around the world. First, the news. Environmental groups are concerned that Franklin County will change its zoning map to allow more areas for developers to build large livestock operations. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, some residents are worried about the potential for air and water pollution.
Environmentalists say the revisions could allow concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, to be built in areas where they haven't before. Franklin County has four within its borders. Candy Larson-Sody lives in western Franklin County. She says she doesn't want to live next to a CAFO.
I don't want that, you know, near my 67-acre farm, polluting my water. You know, I'm hoping to pass our place on to our kids, just like other people here are.
Franklin County Planning and Zoning Director Scotty Egan could not say if the zoning changes would increase the area where CAFOs could be built. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois lawmakers are advancing final details of a plan to consolidate hundreds of the state's police and firefighter pension funds. The proposal has been pushed for weeks by Governor J.B. Pritzker as a way to reduce local property taxes and bring as much as $2.5 billion more to downstate departments within the next 5 years. But State Senator Stephen Landeck, a Democrat, is among those who doubt the plan could work. Landeck is also mayor of Bridgeview, that's a village near Chicago, and says the plan would not generate enough money to make a difference.
I don't think the state has done a great job getting a yield compared to Cook County or compared to IMRF, so I'm kind of skeptical that the state would give us more advice about how to invest our money when I don't see the great record.
Under the measure, 650 pension funds would combine into two, one for downstate and suburban police departments, another for fire. People hired after 2011 would also receive better retirement benefits. The St. Louis Media History Foundation is moving to a new home. It has struck a deal with the Crownsburg Foundation to move into a building next year in Grand Center. The foundation has been looking for new space after its previous location in the Karpolis Manuscript Library and Museum was damaged in a fire earlier this year. Foundation Board President Eric Rothenbuehler says the spot in Grand Center should be a good fit.
We have historical playbills and reviews and programs from theater presentations in St. Louis from decades ago. And those materials could be displayed in some of the theaters in Grand Center.
Rothenbuehler is not revealing specifics of the deal with the Crownsburg Foundation, but says more details will be announced soon. As for the Karpolis Museum, an official tells St. Louis Public Radio that it is looking for a new spot in the area. We appreciate your input. Email feedback at stlpublicradio.org and rate and review wherever you get podcasts. The Tampa Bay Symphony will perform Burst this weekend by Missouri composer Kyle Wernke. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan Aull reports, what makes this unusual is the composer teaches at a school known more for students studying Newton and Einstein than Mozart and Beethoven.
Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla doesn't have music majors, but they do have an orchestra, and their conductor is Kyle Wernke, who's making a name for himself as a composer. Wernke wrote Burst for a composition competition and couldn't think of a name until after he was done.
I was listening to the piece one day, listening back, fixing things, and it occurred to me that really this is just a bunch of little bursts of activity that are happening over and over again, and I thought a quick one-word title like Burst was probably a good way to get someone's attention.
A In addition to the performances this month in Tampa, the piece will be played in Paris in February and was recorded by the Brno Philharmonic in the Czech Republic. Wernke says working at S&T and leading an orchestra made up of science and engineering majors has been rewarding. Sarah McCauley is a chemistry major and violin player in the S&T Orchestra.
You can definitely tell that he's thinking about, like, the bigger picture of something, which is, I think, something definitely that composers tend to do, whereas we as musicians look at it on, like, a note-by-note basis.
McCauley says it's an approach that appeals to science-minded students, who often break things down in the lab to see how they fit into a bigger picture. Wernke says he's excited about his future in Rolla. He and his wife bought a house here and don't plan to leave anytime soon. He's also encouraged that his work is getting noticed, even though he isn't at a big-name school.
I'm really proud that these conductors and these competitions have looked at the music for what it is, as opposed to who I am and what I've done or where I come from. And that's encouraging to me, you know, as a career moving forward.
Next up for Wernke is the premiere of his piano concerto with the S&T Orchestra in the spring. And then he's collaborating with a colleague to write a cantata based on the life of Leonardo da Vinci. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan Aul, St. Louis Public Radio.
That is an excerpt of Burst, and there is more on our website, stlpublicradio.org. A St. Louis nonprofit is using beats to hook students on music and prepare them for careers in the industry. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, producers are showing the students how to create music and teaching them how they can succeed.
10-year-old Gregory Boyce has been using a computer program to create beats from scratch since the beginning of the school year. He created a loop of sounds, and pretty soon, he hopes to add his own vocals. He says although making songs is a lot of work, he enjoys the process.
I like how it's, like, it's smooth when I make it, but sometimes, like, you gotta concentrate and focus.
This is the Awareness Lab, where Boyce and about 10 other fifth graders at Northside Community School are learning from professional musicians for 12 weeks. The labs are in 7 St. Louis area schools and run by local nonprofit Mentors in Motion. The Northside Community students have been learning drum patterns from Monique Hines, a St. Louis native who's produced songs for Saturday Night Live and Rihanna.
You're going to paste the pattern that you copied onto the new pattern.
Hines says the class isn't just about music production software. She's also teaching the students music history.
I introduced the African polyrhythms, then I also introduced the Western thought of music as far as melodies are concerned. So I say put the two together and you have 20th century music, you have modern music, you have a beat and you have a melody.
But Mentors in Motion also is teaching students about music contracts, how to copyright their songs, and earn money from them. Mentors tell their middle school and high school students they'll need that knowledge to create successful careers.
Our goal in increasing literacy is through performing arts.
That's Alandon Pitts, the founder of Mentors in Motion. He's using the students' interest in music to encourage them to master other subjects.
A contract, what does that look like? Can you read it? If you can't, this is why going to English class on time, raising your hand to get answers corrected, is important.
Pitts says he hopes to expand to other St. Louis schools in the next year. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our David Casares edited that report. Fred Ehrlich edited the story from Jonathan Aul. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.